Food on breakfast. Breakfast. Food. It's Breakfast Food with Delaney Mears.
Delaney Mears, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I guess we are only moments away from one of the most exciting, one of the most historical and exciting weddings of our generation. The scruffy young cheeky prince will be marrying the out of left field American actress.
Isn't that amazing?
I mean, you can feel the buzz in the air. The people I know, people are already camping outside.
People are camping. Wow.
No, I know that there are people camping. There's souvenirs. I mean, magazines.
Royal wedding time.
Yeah, there's crosses to people live in London 5 days before it even starts.
I know. And sweet junket for those journos.
So you must be baking in a baking frenzy.
Baking frenzy.
Yep.
Absolute baking frenzy. Obviously followed the wedding cake very closely. Given
has
my
that
interests.
Been has that been decided?
It has been decided.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Yes.
A bakery. Sort of quite hip bakery in London called Violet Cakes is doing the cake, and
sounds a little too. I hope they're not going too hip this morning.
No, they've gone lemon and elderflower, which is apparently an enormous departure from tradition.
What's elderflower?
So, elderflower is
an old flower.
Elderflower is a small.
It's a Papa Smurf, but in flowers.
It's sort of a small, flowery kind of bush.
Cool. Good. Thanks to Delaney Mears, ladies and gentlemen.
So articulate. I haven't had a coffee. I'm like, meh. Anyway, you pick the little flowers and you can steep it to make a syrup. Elderflower cordial syrup is very popular. It's quite fragrant.
Light at the same time.
Yeah, it's very spring, very London spring. So it'd make a great cocktail. You can buy elderflower syrup or cordial at the supermarket. And that with, some fresh lemon, bit of gin, bit of soda.
There you go. There's
my homage to Harry and Meghan.
Now, sponge cake?
It's not a sponge cake, no. But my mum made a sponge cake last week, and man, how good are sponge cakes? I reckon they're underrated. Okay. Fresh cream, fresh strawberries. I mean, it's not the season, but I just love sponge cake.
It's a lighter cake.
I just love cake. So I was, I was happy to read about lemon and elderflower, and a cake baker in Christchurch that I follow. Her name's Cakes by Anna is her Instagram handle, and she's making lemon and elderflowers this week. And
just let them have their day. What does she have to do that for?
I like
just
in citrusy
just
cake.
An inspiration. Yeah, lemon just goes so well with the buttery base of baked goods, like a lemon tart, a lemon loaf.
What sort of it'll be a nice big thick cake? I want to imagine the cake before they cut into it.
I imagine it's quite a sort of dense, buttery, lemony, cake with just sort of flavoured.
Wouldn't want to eat too much of that, would you?
Probably buttercream, lemony, maybe buttercream in there.
What's the protocol? What's the protocol for serving? Does the queen get first?
I have no idea, but I imagine there's a photo shoot. That's a big part
Isn't
of it.
Okay, just based on watching Victoria with Dame Judi Dench, what they do is they serve everyone first and then the queen last, but no one starts eating till the queen eats.
Yeah, but it's not the queen's big day.
That's a good protocol tip.
She's the bitch,
She's the one.
The queen bee, as they do. Yeah, you're asking me often what I think of the royal family, and I'm like, what do I think of the crown? But I remember when I was younger, because we had because we had Sky, because we were that privileged, and they would always play those like little Hollywood stories about the royals, and like apparently because
true Hollywood stories.
Both Harry and William went to Eton,
yes,
and so they always like did this food doco about like Eton mess.
What they eat? Eton mess.
What is that?
Eton mess is delicious. It's a delicious dessert made with smashed meringue and.
Are you joking?
Lightly whipped cream.
Are you joking? Guess what I had for lunch yesterday?
Did you have Eton mess for lunch?
I had some little Jimmy's and had the Epsom mess. And it was awesome. I was going to tell you about it.
Yes.
This is the thing. That was awesome.
Do you know who else makes a heck of a mess?
It's for the Epsom mess.
At Cuzzardor, they make a Persian mess and they use like rose water and, delicious fruit. I actually had a spectacular meal at Cuzzardor on Saturday night, just as an aside.
Like some venison smashed Turkish delight or something?
Yeah, it's got, it's meringue, but pistachio and rose, those flavours just go
amazing coincidence, because I've never heard of, up until yesterday, I've never heard of a mess being a dessert. Well. A dessert, and it's obviously a very common dessert.
Yes.
Sounds like a bougie dessert as well. Like
it can be a little bit. But it's, I think, I mean, if you made meringues and they failed, you can just break them up and swirl them through some cream with some fruit.
Do meringues
and
ever fail, really? Even if they're chewy?
Yeah. Well,
do they still fail? That's not a fail.
It's probably not.
Not taste-wise, but you don't go, just
let's
like
throw these meringues out.
Presentation-wise.
Presentation-wise.
But get back to the big day.
Yes.
Because I'd like to, there must be, will they have a wild boar like in Game of Thrones?
I don't think
what,
so.
What happens?
But I read somewhere that there's like 1,500 guests.
Yeah, 1,500 guests. Yeah, they get caterers.
Yeah. I haven't actually read much about the caterers. I've just been so blinded by cake.
Yeah.
But we did, when Wills and Kate got married back in 2011, my flat in Wellington had a royal wedding party.
Wellington,
though. but everyone dressed in either like trade me wedding dresses or as if they were a guest at the wedding. And we had like cucumber sandwiches and meringues. But
it'd be pretty special if someone on trade me. Dollar reserve their wedding dress or something.
Yeah.
Oh, so you said you're getting married to? No, I'm just going to a party. Thanks. Nice dress though. Thanks. Cheers. Much as your dollar.
So good. But
I'll give you a good feedback.
Someone said the elderberry is high in vitamin C and can be taken in
tincture form.
Oh, so there must be a berry. With the cordial, I think they pick the small yellow flowers and steep them. But there would be.
Yeah, Grizzy has specified there. She's making some with dry berry.
Oh, yeah. Very good.
Dry berry.
Now, the other thing I got asked about this week was.
Bacon?
Bacon? No, it wasn't. But definitely.
I just took a stab at a pig then.
Definitely cook some bacon.
just
add some
board.
Brussels sprouts.
Yeah.
Sweet pies in Auckland, like American style sweet pie, pumpkin pie, like apple pie, cherry pie, yeah, okay, all the okay. pies. So,
key lime pie.
Key lime?
coconut cream pie.
Coconut cream. So, few places do it. There's one on K Road called the Pie Piper and Doornuts.
Oh, I see. Oh, so yeah, Piper. Doornuts have provided food for a breakfast club before.
Doornuts?
Yep.
Yeah, were they great?
Yeah, yum.
Of course,
yum.
Yeah. They gave us free food.
Yeah, free donuts. I mean, delicious. But there's a little place, I've actually talked about it before, on just off Jervois Road, called More Pork, and they do low and slow American barbecue. But they do sweet pies as well, which I didn't realise. And we went there for dinner a couple of weeks ago and shared the pumpkin pie, the blueberry and apple pie, and the pecan pie, and they were so good.
Delicious.
They serve them with a big giant
pecan.
Perfect round
pecan
scoop
pie.
Of vanilla ice cream. Yeah, super American, but...
Or pecan if you're from somewhere else.
I wonder why, of all the nuts, though, I wonder why pecan is the one that made it through to pies.
Is it because it's quite rich?
They're almost
cashew
kind of...
Cashew pie? Is there a cashew pie?
Yeah, cashew...
Like macadamia nut? I don't know, like it's quite heavy in oil
macadamia,
content.
Yeah, I think... Possibly. They've definitely, they are rich in...
Peanut pies just sounds cheap.
They're just a really good flavour, though. Like, with the sweet, just, you know, added with the sweet, sort of sugary.
Funny how some, you know, some nuts really come to the fore in certain, you know, situations.
They do.
Yeah.
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 They absolutely do. And the other one with sweet pies is Fed Deli, but... Yeah, I just thought More Pork's pies were... Their pastry was awesome. They were all homemade, you know. The pumpkin pie had a really gooey consistency, which I wasn't too sure about, but I haven't eaten a lot of pumpkin pie in my life, so...
Pumpkin pie sounds good. It reminds me of Charlie Brown, though. Pumpkins, sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's really annoying. I really like it. I love a roast pumpkin.
They were very... It was very cinnamony. And I know lots of people actually roast their pumpkin with
That is quite that's quite American.
Yeah.
Yep.
And someone said if you're trying to feed your baby solids, you know, introduce spices into your baby's, you know, mushy food diet, add some cinnamon to your pumpkin and
that's a good idea. That's a good idea. All right, so...
All the mums out there, dads.
So, if you're having I'm just trying to think more sort of rural wedding related food topics. I can't really think of any apart from, you think they'll be on the drink?
Absolutely be on the drink.
What I mean,
if I was marrying a prince, it would be... Well, I mean, actually...
Make a complete ass of yourself, eh?
If I was...
How many bottles of wine she had? No.
Really dug myself a hole there. It's got to be champagne, right?
Oh, of course, yes.
Champagne, and I think because it's like sort of...
Probably donated by the French.
British springtime, summertime. You know, I just always think like Pimm's and gin cocktails.
Yeah.
That's what I think. I don't think there'll be bottles of Steiny Pure...
Might
the
be like a chili bin or anything like that.
For it, so they can afford the price, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, cool.
I think the Queen pays for it. No difference.
What's anyway. What's pile of mode?
Pie of the day, is it?
Is it?
Who said that?
Someone just said pile of mode. That's authentic USA pie.
Are they trying to say pie a la mode, Mikey?
Pie a la mode. That's what I said.
Oh, maybe that's the name for something.
What did I say?
Something else. Pie al mode.
No, I said pile of mode. Pile of mode. I know about pile of mode. I just don't know what it means.
If I just go back to Cazador for a second, which I've also talked about before, it's you know, it won, I think, recently Best Neighbourhood Bistro in Auckland. And it's
remind me of something, actually. Carry on.
Not an everyday meal, you know, like you can, it's like reasonably priced, but it's still, you know, going up for dinner prices. But they had, because we're talking about sweet treats, a dark chocolate mousse. And my partner said it's as good as mousse can get. It was truly amazing chocolate mousse.
Reminds me of another thing we found that yesterday. Have you tried this brulee on a bike business?
No, but I'm interested.
Someone in Auckland's riding around on a bike with cream brulees.
And are they blowtorching them in front of you?
I don't. They must be. As you know, cream brulee is my most treasured dessert.
Yes.
And the fact that someone riding around on a bike. Brulees on a bike, places like the Clevedon Market, all that sort of, you know, just all those
kind of like a food truck, but a bike service.
A dude on a bike, but apparently with a bit of a hipster moustache. We were looking it up yesterday.
I will look it up.
We're looking up brulees.
Maybe we should arrange a delivery next week.
And my other point,
I've never had one. I really want to.
What?
I'll make it.
A brulee a day. That's my suggestion to everybody.
A friend of mine wants to learn, so we'll make them. Okay, we'll eat them on air.
Right, Delaney, my other thing I wanted to bring up yesterday is a terrible. There's been a wrong that's been perpetrated by many small eateries in Auckland.
Yes.
You're a fish and chip shop?
Yep.
If you're a fish and chip shop, good on you. You know, I hope you're one of the ones who are making great fish and chips.
Yep.
But you can't keep hanging on to that 2008 regional fish and chip shop winner prize in the window. We just drove past about four or five of them. You're going, what year is it? 2013. Still, you know,
it's half a decade.
Yeah, it's half a decade ago that you won that regional award from the Sumso Fish and Chip Shop contest.
Food Alley on Albert Street has a 2005, like, Metro,
shut it down.
Metro food court.
Shut it down. That's going backwards. That would make me avoid that place.
I know. It's so funny. You're right, though.
Well, call it. How many years?
Give it up.
Many people coming at us telling us what pie a la mode is. It basically just means with a scoop of ice cream. Just say that.
Ah, okay,
just say that.
Good.
Where I come from, we just say with ice cream. But yeah,
thank
okay,
you,
cool.
Listeners.
It's legit like five people being like, what ice cream?
Big old scoop of ice
so
cream.
So how many years are you allowed to harp on about the fact you won an award best fish and chip shop or something?
I mean, I'd say maybe two,
like
max.
Three at the most. Yeah. At the most, three.
Two to three.
Yeah. Because your thoughts on that, listeners. I'd like to know what you think of that, actually.
I actually did walk past a cafe and it had, you know, the Metro Cafe stickers, and they'd tried to peel off the one from 2015 and it just had kind of ripped in the corner. And so they had like a ripped 15 and then a 16 and a 17 and I think an 18. But yeah, they're just like lining up their whole window. It's like, it starts to get a bit ugly.
Yeah, but it's also, but like I say, surely it's detrimental, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a last very stupid question, which is, what do you think the Queen's diet consists of?
I'd like to think. I'm trying to think of something.
I just love knowing what people are eating.
Yeah. Oh, that would
sacrifices.
Be such, that'd be such a great
newborns
disappointment. Corgis, no. straight gin.
Yeah. Money.
Yeah. Money. The poor.
Elderflower and lemon cake.
Oh, yeah, elderflower and lemon on you. If you're gonna eat a plate full of the poor, sprinkle a bit of elderflower and lemon on. Thank you, Delaney.
On that note.
On that delicious note.
Nom 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 nom. That was Breakfast Food with Delaney Mears.